Good morning. Sometimes coincidences are a little bit too uncanny to be coincidences. The Feast of St. Vincent de Paul on the Universal Calendar is September the 27th, but since it's our patronal feast, we always move it to the last weekend in September so that we can celebrate it all together. It takes the place of whatever Sunday would have occurred that day. Well, when the liturgy planners for today's feast sat down and start to plan this, first thing they did was look at all the readings in the Common of Pastors, the selection of readings for people like Vincent in the calendar. And then somebody said, you know, let's look and see what the reading sort of would have been if we were just celebrating the 26th Ordinary Sunday, what would fall? And these were they. More perfect for the feast than if they'd been designed especially for it. They certainly fit Vincent, and I hope they fit us. This is the immediate follow-on reading to last week's reading, and they're sort of a pair as Luke presents material from his own traditions about Jesus to emphasize Jesus' teaching about the poor and about, for the rest of us, the use of our material possessions. It was an important thought for Vincent that came to him rather later in life. Every once in a while somebody asks me, why did you become a priest? Well, you got to play with their mind a little, right? So I say, well, it came to me while I was meditating on Scripture. Oh, well, that sounds appropriately pious. What Scripture? And I quote them the line from last week's gospel. To dig, I am not able. To beg, I am ashamed. For Vincent, that was pretty well literally true. He went to seminary because he thought it was a good way of escaping a petit bourgeoisie lifestyle and seeking social preferment. Easy work, good pay. Nice job for me. And sure enough, once he got ordained, he got a job as an almoner for a noble family, the one in charge of dispensing their charities. And that's where it began to change for him. When he came face to face with the poor on a daily basis, he began to understand passages like this one, and that somehow we are demanded as a condition of our discipleship of Jesus that we devote ourselves to the service of others, and especially to the service of the poor, became the heart of his ministry, what he was most known for. He not only thereafter zealously gave away all that he was given by the noble family who employed him for the purpose, he gave away his own stuff, he gave away whatever they could sneak out of their kitchens, he gave away whatever he could con anybody out of. He started organizing after that. Organized hospitals and old age homes and orphanages. And organized people, several religious orders, and societies of lay people to organize and fundraise and manage and care for all these works of charity. The service ministry of the church became Vincent's thing. It's what he became really known for. It's an important part, the ministry of the church, without which we are not really the church, as you heard in that introduction. After a meditation hymn, there'll be a slideshow at communion. And the first slide in the slideshow is reproduced for you in your bulletin. If you have your bulletin there, pull it up. Open it up, not the little booklet that came inside of it, but the bulletin itself. And inside the bulletin, on the upper right-hand corner, is a diagram. Diagram of the church. A circle inscribed in a triangle. The circle is us, the Christian community. And every Christian community has a leader and a council. At the level of the world church, that's the Pope and the College of Bishops. by the time we get down to parishes, that's me and the parish council. But the whole community together is called to do the work of Christ. And those three parts of the triangle that stick out from underneath the circle are the three ministries. Their roots are in the old tradition for the Tanakh, the three offices among the people, priest and prophet and king. But of course, Jesus, by his own ministry, redefines all of those. And so we have word and sacrament, which flow pretty obviously from priest and prophet, or prophet and priest. King is most thoroughly redefined by the one who said that he had come not to be served, but to serve, to give his life as a ransom for the many. It's not a ministry of lording it over. It's a ministry of service. The distribution of those three in that triangle is not haphazard. Word and sacrament are at the bottom, supporting and stabilizing that circle. Word and sacrament are the twin pillars on which our life as a Christian community rests. But unless we are formed by word and sacrament, we have no nourishment. Mix metaphors a bit, moving from the abstract geometry of circles and triangles. Think of the church as the large trunk of a large tree. In that case, word and sacrament are the roots. The trunk may be mostly what you see, but if it doesn't have roots, it's dead. Unless we are nourished by word and sacrament, we are dead. But just as a tree might just as well be dead, if it has no leaves and bears no fruit, the roots come up, bring the stuff up from the trunk to spread out in the canopy. Similarly with us. The community formed by word and sacrament bears fruit in service. And if it does, then the whole thing is complete. If it does not, it's just as dead as if it had no roots. It needs to be nourished by word and sacrament to bear fruit in service. This is what Vincent realized once he came face to face with the poor, began to meditate for real on the Word of God that he'd been reading for years and understand what it really meant. At this time, we want to take a look at our own approach to that by way of celebration somewhat. Also by way of invitation. How do we do what Vincent did? How do we approach the gospel the way he approached it? In a number of ways, some few of which are reflected on these banners that came up in procession and graced the rear of the Bema. More are set out in the slideshow that will occur after communion and in those little booklets that were tucked into your bulletins. They go in many directions. There are ministries of direct service, feeding the poor, sheltering the homeless. We have hanging up here the emergency services program that provides food for folks to take home and cook, provides clothing for people to wear. We have the Friday night dinner, which is up here somewhere. Right? Saw it last night. I know it's in there somewhere. That provides service to people who are simply hungry. They come and they eat. Then we've got ministries that are directed at reorganizing society to try to eliminate poverty. Organizations like Bridge, Beyond the Boundaries, our own Peace and Justice Committee that work for creation of change in our world. Then we've got ministries that reach out beyond our boundaries, like our sister parishes in San Juan de la Mai in Nicaragua and in Vilnius in Lithuania. Ministries that reach out with other people. Bridge does that. It's ecumenical and interfaith. Habitat for Humanity does that. People are brought in from all over to build houses for the poor. And we have groups that try to bring it together and strategize about it. Our Peace and Justice Committee that's looking for where do we move it specifically? What are our targets of opportunity to create justice and peace? Our Social Action Committee that tries to look at all of that and bring it all together. They're sort of the grandfathers of all this to bring it all to your attention. All of that is out there. Read your little booklet. Come downstairs after Mass. In addition to a coffee and donut to which you will be invited as usual, there will be presentation by many of these committees and ministries. Think about sharing. Think about picking up one of these ministries and making it your own. That's not the beginning and the end of your own service. You're formed by word and sacrament, not just when you come here to hear the word and receive the sacrament, but when you go back out, spend time reading and studying and praying, meditating on word and sacrament. Same way with service, it's not just what you do here, it's what you do. When I talk to young folks, I always give them the same advice about choosing a profession that my parents gave me. Pick something you're good at, something that's fun for you, something that makes a difference. The something that makes a difference is the service. Make sure that what you're doing with your life serves the community, serves the people, and if possible, especially serves the poor. That's not just advice for young folks deciding a profession. It's advice for middle-aged folks as plotting their career within their profession. Do you take the next job or the next promotion or the next opportunity on the basis of what's the best career path so that I can retire a zillionaire? Or on the basis of where can I use my talents best to make the biggest difference? It's also a challenge for those of us who come approaching the end of our careers. So we begin to think about our second careers. Now that I've got my nest egg and I'm ready to retire, what do I do with the rest of my life? How do I make a difference? It's not what you do just on Sunday. It's what you do. And not just what you do for a living. Our ministry of service is larger than that, too. What do you do in your neighborhood? What do you do in politics? What do you do in the union? What do you do in your professional association? Where do you have opportunities for service? But of course, certainly it does include what we do here. And this great panoply of things that we lay out for your consideration is part celebration, part examination. Where do we need to move? What are the holes in this? Where do we need to put one more line in the tapestry? And part invitation. Come on, folks. Who would like to volunteer for what? Who would like to get involved in what? It's not optional. No matter how long it takes us, like Vincent, we have to learn that if we are going to be disciples of Jesus, we absolutely need to be formed by the Word. We absolutely need to be supported by the sacraments. And we absolutely need to live that out in service. That's what Vincent was about. That's what a parish that celebrates his memory, as we do this morning, needs also to be about. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.